Hey, Nitya, thanks for joining with me today. One of the things we've been hearing from clients is they're having a lot of problems with their data warehouse, issues with reports not matching the source information, issues where they've done a ton of investment and they're just not getting what they want out of it. So you and I have talked a lot about this, but what are the five most common data warehouse issues and how the heck do they fix this?
Thank you so much, first of all, for talking about this topic. I think this is some of the most common topic or concern from our clients. One fun stat about it is almost 70% of the organization who has a data warehouse currently are struggling maintaining and managing the data warehouse because they cannot meet the growing demand for their businesses. It's quite a staggering number if you think about it. But this, I would say, chaotic castle of data can be a fun data adventure. And what companies need to understand is that one of the biggest challenges or things that they can solve, the number one would be data integrity. Okay. When you have multiple data sources, which most of the companies have, unify those data sources with the help of some good ETL tools. When I talk about diverse data sources, it could be your CRM, it could be ERP, it could be flat files, Excel sheets, wherever your data resides. But you need to have a unified approach to bring them together to build a unified data warehouse that meets your business needs and analytical needs. And how you can do it is with the help of some powerful ETL tool right now that are in market. That you can either purchase with some licensing thing, or you can also build some in-house queries, neat queries that can analyze and integrate your data.
So really focusing on that data integrity first and making sure that you've got a good program to make sure that the information coming into the data warehouse is good, right?
Exactly. The second piece, it's no-brainer, but the data quality. Right? Once the unification happens, we have to say goodbye to the messy data. That should be one of the prime focus. And what you can do about it is having some strict cleansing, validation, queries built so that you have some benchmarks towards the quality of the data and rule-based models that helps you have the high-quality data that can fuel up your, I would say, great quality analytics. So that's one of the next obvious steps that comes after the unification of diverse data sources is the data quality checks.
Fun fact, human beings are only about 80% effective in accurate digital transcription.
Okay.
So it's not necessarily that Sally Sue's not doing what she's supposed to, but one out of every five data entries will likely have some kind of error, speaking to why that piece is so important.
So it's very important. The third thing is data security. Protecting sensitive data has become much more critical in 2025 and beyond. And the way companies can deal with it by having some encryption, masking methodologies, and access controls baked into their day-to-day operations of this data warehouse and maintenance.
Well, and security's changed too. Used to, you just locked down the entire database or the table. But now you have row-level security, column-level security, so you can
Absolutely.
lock down elements.
Exactly. So you don't need to lock down. You don't have to be stringent about making everything secure by locking down everything. You can still do a very row level, as you rightly pointed, security so that it is still accessible and it is democratized data, but still managing its security levels accordingly. The next one would be the data modeling. One of the things which companies struggle a lot is finding out what is the right data models to build for the data warehouses. The two most common, I would say, is the STAR and Snowflake schema. But basically, trying to have much more streamlined data models helps you build the data warehouse in the right way. That way, it becomes much more efficient and effective to fuel your analytics for your organization.
Data modeling strutting the walkway since 1997.
That is true. The last one, but not the least, is change management. Okay. And change starts within, is what I can say. Stay agile and embrace evolution. The one thing which I would say is most of the companies, they struggle with implementing change management is because it is a lot of disruption to the operations. I would recommend having some kind of iterative methodologies to the updates to the data warehouse so that the disruption of the operations is minimum. And that way, introducing change management, adoption of the data warehouse become much more easier for the organization. And it is always, the data becomes always relevant and most up to date in those data warehouse.
So it's not done when you turn on the data warehouse, but there's a whole other process you need to engage with to get people to adopt the data warehouse.
Exactly. And these are some of the most common issues which companies face, but these are quite basic fundamental building blocks to build a good data strategy for your organization.
Awesome. Well, I'm so glad you came and shared your knowledge with us today and appreciate you being in our lovely studio.
Thank you so much.